With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Sahara dust is back with a vengeance this week. Let's check in with National Weather Service forecaster Carrie Forbes.
Locally thick concentrations of Saharan dust will continue to persist over the northwestern Caribbean as it circulates around the periphery of a high-pressure system dominating the region. A decrease in dust concentration is expected from tomorrow morning. A dust alert is in effect.
That dust alert is expected to stay in effect through Thursday afternoon, and you can expect hazy conditions during that time. Local gas prices fall for a second week in a row. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of regular self-service gas fell 13 cents to $5.70 a gallon since the last check on July 8th. The average price for premium self-service also dipped 13 cents, taking it to $6.19. The average price of diesel is now $6.13, a 4-cent drop. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at Brown's Industrial Park for $5.43. That's 19 cents cheaper than last week's lowest price. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.57 a gallon, down 6 cents. Folks in Cayman Brac are still paying $6.15 a gallon. Little Cayman residents, $7.29. You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. The case against Ricardo Joseph Robinson will soon be in the hands of a grand court jury following the conclusion of closing arguments in his rape trial. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
The 7-member jury could begin deliberating as early as today, with Justice the Honorable Emma Peters expected to conclude her submission to the jury. Mr. Robinson has denied allegations that he raped a woman with whom he was engaged in a sexual relationship. According to the complainant, the relationship was drawing to a close when Mr. Robinson came to her home unannounced after she had stopped answering his messages and calls. She alleges that on that occasion, he raped her. Mr. Robinson accepts that this sexual encounter took place, but insists it was consensual. The Crown argued that the evidence supports a conviction, while the defense maintained that the prosecution had not proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And it's a new day and a new phishing scam. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says on Monday, a victim reported getting a video call from someone claiming to be police immigration, who instructed them to show their passport and provide banking information. The Police Service, Customs and Border Control, and Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman have confirmed they never request passport or banking information through an unsolicited phone call or video call. If you get a similar call, you're encouraged to report the scam to your nearest police station. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. The United States military says it has carried out a new range of strikes on Iran aimed at degrading Tehran's ability to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Kuwait and Bahrain say they've intercepted fresh missiles and drones launched by Iran. Ukraine and the European Union have agreed to establish joint projects to scale up production of drones. The European Commission president said the deal would combine Ukraine's ingenuity with European industrial capacity. President Trump has insisted that vehicle stops by ICE immigration enforcement agents must continue, less than a day after his administration announced their suspension. Mr. Trump said they were one of the agency's most important tools, despite two fatal shootings within a week. Argentina's vice president has stoked tension ahead of the World Cup semi-final with England by directly linking the match to the Falklands War of the 1980s. It contradicts the position of Argentina's coach, who says it's just a football match. Security has been stepped up ahead of the game in Atlanta. Economic growth in China slowed sharply between the start of April and the end of June, as weak domestic demand and the impact of the Iran war on oil prices overshadowed strong exports. Official GDP growth in the second quarter was 4.3%. Security forces in Pakistan-administered Kashmir are trying to stop protesters marching on the main city of Muzaffarabad. The protesters are demanding greater political representation. Officials in northern Germany said that unexploded munitions are hampering efforts to tackle a blaze in a national park. Old munitions buried in the soil from an abandoned military training ground have forced emergency responders to keep at least 1,000 metres away. BBC News.